Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Do you have any idea where the clothes you're wearing are coming from? What are you wearing today? Have you looked at your labels? I've been doing that today. And when you get dressed in the morning, do you think about that? Or are we all just so caught up in fast fashion? I think we've probably all done that, where we just get caught up in sales, whether it's in the shops or online, and we can forget, well, how did they actually get here? And, you know, every so often there's a story that might remind us of how unethically some clothes are made, but then they fall back into the ether again. But we're going to be talking about that today, about fast fashion and the impact that it has on the people who make the clothes and on the environment as well, but also just practical solutions, things that are actually realistic and maybe some changes that we can make in our own lives. Our next guest is an Eco UNESCO Leader of the Year winner for her work running projects on environmental and sustainability programs with schools, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, fast fashions. It's great to have with us Susan Adams. Susan, morning to you.
Morning, Wendy. How are you?
Okay, so people might have heard the phrase I mentioned there, fast fashion, but how do you describe it? What does it actually mean?
Yeah, so what it means is it's basically a highly profitable business model, and what they do is they take any catwalk items, fashion items, straight off the catwalk, produce them really quickly with really cheap materials, and put them into shops. And kind of a good way to explain it is, like, traditionally, say 20 years ago in shops, we would have had our winter collection and our summer collection, but now we actually have 52 collections a year that shops are showcasing. So it's a rapid business model that is pulled on cheap clothes, made really fast, with a really high profit margin, and turned around really quickly.
And where's the demand for this coming from in terms of just that huge change in terms of just the amount of clothes these stores are churning out? Is that coming from us? Is it coming from the fashion industry, or is it a combination?
Yeah, I think it's a combination. And obviously, as our, you know, people, we become more well off, and we just, things become cheaper. And it's that whole lack of connection, that whole lack of story that we're seeing around things in the environment, that people are kind of saying, we're disconnected from our food, we're disconnected from our clothes. And it's like, you know, just like you were saying there in the intro, it's getting back to that mindset of, you know, who made my clothes? What's the story behind my clothes? Where did it come from? How did it, the raw material it was grown from? Who produced it? Who sewed it? Who dyed it? Where did it travel from? How was it packaged? And there's a huge story behind any garment that you put on your back. So I think, you know, when I'm teaching about fast fashion, it's like, let's begin to reimagine what we're wearing and what we're eating, and seeing that there is a story behind everything we do, so we can connect to what we're doing. We can find out the impacts, because everything has an impact, whether it's a positive or a negative impact. Let's find out the education behind what we're eating, what we're using, what we're wearing, and then let's decide if we want to make a positive or a negative impact.
And it's really important, Susan, the point you're making about thinking about all the different elements that brings what we're wearing to us. But what about just, have our consumer trends changed as well? And, you know, one of the phrases I remember hearing loads when I was growing up is, you know, buy once, buy good. And my mum genuinely has stuff that she's had in her closet for like 20 years. But are we buying a lot more cheap stuff and then throwing it out as much more than we used to?
Absolutely. So the average Irish person, for example, is throwing out about 35 kg of clothes a year. And the issue with fast fashion is, because the materials are so rubbish, basically, and they're not lasting as long. So we've really devalued our clothes by buying cheap materials. And a perfect example is, you know, socks. You'd never sew a pair of socks nowadays. As in, I remember my own granny sewing and fixing wool socks, but the quality nowadays, and it's so cheap, you're like, well, why would I fix it? I can just go and buy a t-shirt for €2 or whatever it is. And I have a weapon of mass consumption in my own house. I have a 13-year-old, and she comes home from certain shops and she's like, this was only €2. And I'd say, well, who paid for that? Because it wasn't you. And she'd say, what do you mean? And I'd say, you know, there's a story behind that. How is it possible that t-shirt was only €2 if you think of the journey it has to take.
Well, tell us, Susan, a bit about some of the journeys that these clothes do make and the impacts that they have that we know about.
Yeah, so with fashion, we have two major impacts. So you have your environmental impact and then your human impact as well. And with your environmental impact, it's, for example, the fashion industry is the second biggest polluter on Earth after fossil fuel, which is pretty massive. But, you know, we're producing 80 billion new pieces of clothes every year, which is 400% more than two decades ago. Obviously, Wow. Our population has gone up. But the process that our clothes have to go through, so it's a lot of waste, it's water, it's chemicals, and unfortunately then, because of the cheap materials that we're using, a lot of our clothes are made from plastic, and a lot of people, like, that's mind-blowing for them. So, like, your polyesters, your nylons, your acrylic, your polyamide, they're all oil, which is a derivative of plastic, of course. So when you're putting your fleece or whatever it is into the washing machine, literally thousands of microplastics come off your fleece and they go out into the drain, down into the drain, and they pollute into the ocean. So environmentally, between the water use of the pesticides obviously used in the field to grow the crop, is absolutely massive. And then the other side of that is, unfortunately, the human impact. So a lot of our clothes are outsourced to the developing countries where there actually isn't or very low environmental protection laws, and there isn't human rights laws either. So you have a business model where you have big brands at the top making a lot of money, and it's the supply chain all the way down is completely fractured, where you have the farmer in the field. Just give you an example, like, say a t-shirt that costs €29, you'll have your brand making about €17 profit out of that t-shirt.
So the profit margins are huge, and the environment and people are suffering. People might remember, Susan, probably one of the stories that got us talking about fast fashion a few years ago was that horrible accident in Bangladesh in a factory that showed just, and the reason there was such loss of life was because it was totally unfit for purpose, the building, the number of people in it. Sometimes there's a spotlight put on this issue, but then after that, it feels like people have forgotten about it all over again.
Yeah, so that was the Ranga Plaza, and I think it was 1,015 people died, and there had actually been three massive accidents similar to that within the same month. And it highlighted, and there was outrage across the world, and it did shine a big highlight on how unethical the conditions the people are working in these sweatshops with. You know, they're not wearing, like, protected in terms of, you know, the chemicals they're breathing in and the bad ventilation. The places are overcrowded, and the buildings in this case are obviously unsafe as well. Now, as a reflex to that, within the industry, the people themselves, the brands themselves did say, well, look, we're going to bring in this treaty, let's say, that brands can sign up to, and to ensure that the health and safety of the buildings themselves are the same safety as, say, if they have their headquarters in London or Dublin, that the buildings must come within under the same standards. But you see, it's complex, because if there isn't those standards and that protection by law within the country where the brands have outsourced their models, you know, it's very hard to be, for this to be enforced, if you know what I mean. So I think it's great that there is an awareness now. And also the good news is with the Sustainable Development Goals under the United Nations, which it came in 2015, there is a goal 12, responsible consumption. So there is frameworks coming in for change in terms of looking after people and looking after the environment. But really, I say all the time, you know, everything, the stuff that we can do every day, I always say, what about the me, the self, the I? I'm aware now that there's issues with the clothes that I wear. So what can I do? We need system change. But there's me as well. So can I start looking at the labels on my clothes? and seeing, can I buy maybe clothes that are made from natural materials, like maybe organic cotton or bamboo or even your silks or your wools? Can I buy secondhand? Like your mum said, buy cheap, buy twice. Can I buy something that is of better material so it can have it longer? Can I buy clothes that are fair trade? And what can I do, you know, as me, to make a difference? Because it's important to me that, you know, that the clothes I wear, that I can actually stand over them and say, yes, well, these clothes didn't harm the environment and these clothes didn't harm any people in the process.
I think, yeah, and but it's what you recommended to me, Susan, an app called Good On You. It's a website and an app. So I was checking out what I'm wearing. So I'm wearing a top from H&M. So I put that in, maternity top. And it said that they're doing a bit. It's a good start, but more to do. Something else I'm wearing is from Penny's. Probably every woman in the country has clothes from this particular company. It's under Primark, of course, on this app. And it's they're not getting too good a rating, you know. It's saying that there's a lot to do there. And then there's some that brands I can't find. I'm wearing Mothercare jeans. I can't find anything on them. So what's the best thing to do to make a start? Because already I'm feeling, oh my gosh, I'm a bit overwhelmed. Do I need to just go and throw all my clothes out? Do I need, well, am I going to have to take out a loan to buy all these ethically made clothes? I think that's probably the first thought that most people have is, I want to do this. I don't like the idea of my clothes impacting the environment or, you know, some of the conditions that the person who made my clothes are working in, that they're not right. But then the next selfish but human and natural thought that comes in is, well, the reason I buy these clothes a lot of the time is because they're cheap. So how much more money do you have to spend to look after people and the planet?
Yeah, I know. And this is an issue. And it's important to kind of bring that up, because some people can only shop in Penny's. And you have to obviously understand that. So I always say to people when I'm talking about sustainability, you have to start where you're at. You know, so for example, like I drive a diesel car, which is horrendous for the environment. I can't afford to change it. So that's big money. So I don't mind spending little money, if you know what I mean. So that's where I'm at. So in terms of sustainability and clothes, absolutely don't throw all your clothes out, because the chances are that probably 60 or 70% have plastic in them. So if you do throw them out and put them into landfill, they're not going to break down and not going to go away, which is a big problem with waste, of course, or if they end up even in the ocean, they won't break down. So don't do that. So they say for an item to not be fast fashion. So a fast fashion item is generally something that you wear 7 times and then you dump. So you can wear your items, try and wear them 35 times, and then that lessens their environmental impact. And then do things like swap. Like I know my eldest child is 13, but I have a friend who has a 2-year-old who's wearing my 13-year-old's clothes from when my 13-year-old was 2. So that was something we did in the past as well. Swap big bags of clothes.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot more kind of free cycling coming back in. I see it certainly on mommy groups all the time, and it's great. I'm recycling my kids' clothes as well.
Brilliant.
There's some really great tips there, and I think, Susan, you'll have really gotten people thinking this morning. Before you go, I know there's a documentary that you want to recommend to people that just might educate them a bit more on the issue.
Yeah, so there's a brilliant documentary called A True Cost, and it highlights the environmental and the human impacts behind our clothes. And I can guarantee you that none of you will shop the same after. But, you know, it's let's just try and be positive, because I do believe that when people know they care, and that's the biggest kind of take home, and getting educated about these issues is really the main point. And once we know we care, and then we can enact change and help other people change as well.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a very realistic goal that you've set for us this morning, Susan. Thanks for joining us. That's Susan Adams, environmentalist and educator in climate change. If you want to check out the website, it's educationforsustainability.ie. The name of the documentary that Susan mentioned there is called The True Cost, and you can find lots of different places where you can watch it and download it and all that sort of stuff. And the app that she mentioned, or it's a website as well, is called goodonyou.ie, which you can look up where your clothes come from and how good they're doing in terms of environmental and human impacts.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.